This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. What a damn weekend for D.C., huh?
Hell yeah.
Tom Wilson laid out some Canadiens, five new players on the Washington Commanders.
Did the whole thing change after Tom hit that dude?
Oh, and by the way, they're going back to RFK.
What?
There's a press conference scheduled about an hour from now at the National Press Club. Mayor Bowser's going to be on hand. Commanders majority owner Josh Harris is going to be on hand. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is in town.
Mm-hmm.
They're not messing around.
Roger had a lot to do with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Goodell, I asked him on the record repeatedly about wanting to get back to RFK, and he
campaigned.
Yeah, dude.
He went and
publicly
shook hands.
And privately.
And let's be real. I know people like to talk. I keep telling you, sports makes money, and people in politics love money. And when Roger started talking, and you start looking at I don't care what side of the aisle they're on, people in the NFL, and they donate money to both sides. You can get stuff done when you got that type of clout.
Yeah, dude. I think it is remarkable that we have so much to discuss, but lest we be confused, the Nats had a hell of a comeback win yesterday. It was awesome. They were down 7-1. I love watching the Mets fall apart. Like, there's so many things to enjoy about that. That's one game of 162. The Caps win, far more important, a playoff win. They were trailing. They came back, won convincingly, won me a little cash on the minus one and a half puck line, by the way. They didn't even win the series. It's 3-1. They got a chance to win the series Wednesday night.
Yeah.
The draft was great. You and I were out in Ashburn all weekend. We were in National Harbor for the draft party.
Yeah.
All of that was great. Stadium news, getting the stadium
bigger
back,
than all that.
It's bigger than all of it combined.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
This is where they're going to play the games for the foreseeable future. Like, this is last week, Mark Seagrass had the report. They're really close. There's documentation. You and I both know they wanted to talk about this last week. They couldn't
Thursday,
because
Friday.
Of the draft.
Yeah.
Right. This is generationally important. This is where you're going to take your grandkids, and I'm going to take my children to football games and concerts and the Final Four. Who knows what all they'll get, but they're going to get it. And I want to be abundantly clear, and I'm curious if you agree with me. Because so many people are like, is it actually going to happen? Is it actually going to happen? I don't know. I can't guarantee anything.
I'll lean towards yes, though.
Me too. There are inevitably politicians that are going to politic.
Yeah.
Period. That will always happen.
Let me ask you one question. Okay, as much as we hear about all the bad things that are happening now and what not happening and we can't do this, if you bring a stadium, what does it do to the economy? It gives it more opportunities to make money, right? You also give people jobs when it comes to construction and all that. So all the things that they're complaining about, if you are now having money taken away, you damn sure don't want to be saying no to somebody that could probably help generate some more income here.
Yeah, I mean, Mayor Bowser yesterday tweeted out that they're building a sports economy. The mayor's been clear that D.C.'s been hit with a lot of stuff, right? The federal government's laying people off. That in turn, that means contractors, all that stuff. But people come to stadiums wherever you build them. And if you build it
back
downtown.
And not only just for the football game.
Right.
They come for concerts.
Well, I've also talked with some smart folks that know some stuff involved here. And the way they built Nats Park was they put a tax together. I believe it's on the five biggest companies in Washington. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't impact individual taxpayers, right? And then of those companies, they pay a small fee. You're talking like Pepco and probably Washington Gas and like massive companies. Well, Nats Park's about to be paid off. They're going to pay it off ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
So that money that was earmarked to pay back the Nats Park loans just goes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, it moves
you just
on.
Keep that going.
Yeah.
And I just think the folks involved with the finances, I read this really fascinating thing. Are you familiar with I guess this is a psychological evaluation, but there's this theory that there's two types of mindsets in the world, a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset.
Well, I never read it, but you know what? I kind of imagine that that's how things are. Some people, no matter what you say, what they get, what you put in front of them, they're going to think the way that they think. Other people understand some things changes.
So a growth mindset is how much you believe your basic qualities like intelligence and talent can be changed or developed. A fixed mindset is how much you believe your basic qualities are fixed or permanent. A fixed mindset avoids challenges and sees failure as a reflection of inherent limitations. Growth mindset embraces challenges and sees failures as opportunities for learning.
Yeah.
To me, this ain't all that difficult.
True.
Walk around where our office is. Walk around Nats Park.
Yeah.
Walk around. You got to go back 25 years now, but like, walk around what Chinatown was and what it is now.
Yeah.
It's not. So when you talk about RFK, what's even different about this site? It wasn't a lot, and there are politicians that will make you believe it was significant because it works to their advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some people displaced by Nats Park, yeah, right? And then once you build all this up, you know, prices go higher. They do have affordable housing everywhere, but the one person brought up the lack of middle housing. So there's affordable if you qualify under a certain dollar amount, and then everything else is expensive. Some of this is just market economics, right? Like the market will bear what it can. Capital One Arena, hell, whenever that was built, mid-90s, almost 30 years ago, I'm sure there were some people displaced, and then there was more housing created. At RFK, there's already a stadium, and then just a ton of vacant land.
It's a stadium, vacant land.
You're not displacing anyone that is already there.
And the fields they're going to keep. You know, they still, like, they wanted to do
stuff. The fields are a huge part of the development because you could have all these activities.
And you could have a lot of activities if they build, like, a sports complex they want to build. Over with the body fields, I think ultimately with that, now you can have, there can be something at the stadium, it can be something at the other little complex. You know, it's all of it's about sparking the economy, generating income for the area. I go out there and I do stuff with Events DC for the day of play where it's a free thing they do for all the kids and stuff when they're out for what's going on. I also did a 7-on-7 deal over there. Over 4,000 people showed up to it. That's 4,000 people eating and staying in D.C. Everything is about sparking the economy. And for those people who try to argue, their arguments, some of them are valid. But they never, ever tell you what it can also do. And stadiums today are not what stadiums were in the past. Stadiums today come with a whole, like a little community around it. You know, like a town center, per se.
Sure.
I know out there where I live in Virginia, you got South Riding, North Riding, you got the little area right there, One Loudoun. All these different town centers pop up, and you know what people do? They spin what's close, spin where the things are closer to them.
I think anybody, if if you are a naysayer about the stadium coming back to Washington, mm-hmm. if you are a critic of it, I think there are some legitimate arguments. I don't agree with you, but I can understand and process some of that. But if one of your arguments is, oh, we're going to build a stadium because it's used 10 times a year, you're incorrect.
They use way more than
you're
10
incorrect.
Times a year. Yeah.
Now, my guess would be legit major events, events that are going to draw, let's set an arbitrary number between you and I. They build this thing, they probably build it 60,000-ish. Mm-hmm. So legitimate events that are going to draw 30,000, 25,000, where it's half full, yeah. right? I bet there's...
Monster truck.
Bro, I bet there's...
Wrestling.
20, 30, 40 of those a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Dog shows.
We're thinking big stuff, right? But like, what about the Sweet 16? Or, you know what I mean? Like, what about the Frozen Four? What about the women's... women's basketball, women's World
Cup.
Let's
go big. How about Olympics? How about World Cup?
Right.
How about Super Bowl? Think about those things. Those things now you have a possibility of getting them here in the nation's capital. And I'll be honest with you now. You know, people could sit up there and say what you want. That's a lot of folks in your area. It generates. And I also know this, Jay. There are a lot of people who like to sit on the side and say, what's not going to work? Political people. You know what they're trying to make sure they can get? Piece of the pie.
Sure.
It's never about, like, when they are so much against something, you know, oh, taxpayer dollars. Taxpayer dollars, it's going to be some. It ain't going to be close.
You know what will happen? I firmly believe this. You want to talk about economic events, economic drivers? You and I don't always reveal all the things we know on the air, right?
Yeah.
There's been talk of getting the NFL draft to Washington for a few years now.
I think it may be here within the next 2 to 3.
Well, I think, look at the success in Green Bay this past weekend, Detroit mm-hmm. the year prior. It's going to Pittsburgh next year. Whatever we think of the vistas of the National Mall packed with people as Roger Goodell's announcing people's names, I mean, it'd be incredible, right?
Yep.
But that is a huge economic boom.
Yes.
Huge economic boom. So whatever has to happen here, when Roger Goodell stands at that podium with Bowser, and it's my understanding, and fellas, I mean this seriously, let's send an email. I would love to talk to Phil Mendelson. Phil Mendelson is a city councilman.
He's firing EMS deal not long ago.
Okay, cool. Let me get it right. He's the chairman of the D.C. Council. He's an at-large council member. And he is by far the staunchest, I would say, opposed to money for a stadium. And, okay, Chairman Mendelson, I'd love to discuss that with you. You have an open invitation to the radio program to speak with Brian and I. I take great issue with the notion that the city can't put up some cash, because they were just given, whether we can argue about who should be in charge of it, but the structure of who was in charge of it was that the feds owned that land.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last minute, at the last hour, on the last day of 2024, the Senate gave it back to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge gift,
yeah.
Right? No matter what they do,
they got to build infrastructure.
They got to build stuff and drive around over there. The stadium's dilapidated.
Mm-hmm.
Those parking lots have cracks in them. Like, you're going to have to spend a bunch of money regardless.
Yeah.
So
totally.
Don't act like it's all going to a stadium. You're going to spend money regardless.
Well, when you start listening to the numbers, you find out that the city is not giving as much as most places have gotten close. It's not even close to what other people have given. And you have to build the infrastructure. That is what the cities do. Okay, you have to build that. But don't act like, oh, they're giving it all. They're not giving it all. You got to spend that money. And if you're going to put anything over there, you have to upgrade the everything around it. You have to. Or you're going to have problems. Or you'll be fixing some stuff real soon, which normally if you build stuff new, it normally is cheaper than when you have something that's old and you have to redo it. You know, you got to pay a little bit more money. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, go on and get it now.
I think it's just There's already a stadium there. This isn't tearing down other neighborhoods to put a stadium there. It's already there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I think it's about a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset to me. If you think nothing is ever possible or going to work, then you're probably not into it. But I think, dude, if you get this done, I just saw this from Hogs Haven. BetVA.com has released odds for the 2027 NFL draft. Denver is the leader, then D.C. If it's not 27, it'll be 28. The NFL is sitting there with this. Yo, White Brian, look up economic impact of an NFL draft, whether it's Detroit or maybe you can get Green Bay from last year.
Think about what a draft is. People from all over the country, all over the world, show up in your city and spend money.
They stay at hotels. They go to restaurants. They get Ubers.
You really don't have to build much for them to come. They're coming. Just some people don't even go to the draft, to the actual draft. They just sit at the bar in your town buying drinks and food. Staying in your hotels, which you go up the price anyway because that's what you do when you got big events. So they come in and they leave money in your area.
Yo, and that is not just the hotel owner. It's the bellhop that carries your bags up.
Yeah.
That makes a 20 right there.
Yeah.
It's the bartender. It's, you know, like.
Everything.
This type of impact.
The parking garages.
Right. Yo, say some of this. You got a number for me, B-Hawk?
Yeah, according to Google, the 2024 NFL draft in Detroit generated $213.6 million. Of that, $161 million came from non-local visitors who spent money in Detroit.
Bang. Mm. And you know what? Sorry, Detroit. A whole lot more people are going to come here than they went to Detroit.
Exactly.
Like, this will be a destination. It is significant what all's going to happen. And I think it's a huge opportunity that, if done correctly, dude, think about it like this. For over 20 years, the arrogance and audacity of the Snyder administration tried to get this done and were completely inept.
Yeah.
Completely inept. Not to mention, eventually it got so toxic, there was just no chance any politician, despite their ability to...
I don't think he had the money to do what this group is going to do.
No.
Not all that close.
Or the juice.
He was going to have to need them to pay 75% of the thing. They don't need it.
Dude, I think when the numbers come out about how much money they're putting up, the Harris Group, versus how much other facilities put up, mm-hmm. It's going to be staggering, the amount of public money versus private investment. I don't know, Brian, but I would guess. I got some guesses till 11 a.m. I would guess this will be if not the most significant private investments in the city in its history. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the juice to get stuff done around here, Josh Harris grew up here. Made his money on Wall Street, lives most of the time in Florida. You know who lives right here?
Mitch.
Rails.
Hmm?
Do you know where
Rails
owns a company called Danaher Corporation.
Isn't it the most traded company ever in the history of the stock market?
Do you know what their revenues were the last year it was recorded in 2023?
I know it starts with a B.
$24
billion.
Billion. And... do you know where they're headquartered?
Where?
Right here in Washington, D.C.
Oh, really?
I don't know much, but if I had to guess, they probably employ a lot of folks here and around the world. Like, these are people that make a difference here. And this is, you want to talk about, like, economic impact to a city and job creation and all of these things, man. Like, this is it. And I just, it's such a difference.
Compared to what was.
Yeah, dude.
Mm.
Their corporate headquarters is on Pennsylvania Avenue.
All right.
So, like, those are people that can get phone calls returned. This is just, you know, last
just
week.
Just think about it. We got this far in like about a year or so, maybe less. And the other guy took 20-something years and couldn't even much get a meeting. damn sure wouldn't get no press conference.
Yo, Bruce Allen used to just walk around and think people would come to him. Like, it's just, it's remarkable, dude. And I hope people don't get too caught up in logos and names. These dudes aren't going back to the logo. They're not going back to the name. They've made it abundantly clear 100 times. I think we'd all be better off if we can just move past that. Like, I think we can live in a world where I think the team made a mistake, but it was also the culture of our society at that moment. It was the tone of canceling things. I don't think history needs to be canceled. I think when B. Mitch returned punts with the old logo on his helmet, we should still celebrate that. But it doesn't mean you go back to it either. So hopefully that's the extent of that discussion. Because I'm telling you, it ain't going to happen. So much to talk about. Mayor Bowser, Roger Goodell, Josh Harris, 11 a.m. talking about the Commanders going back to RFK. Woo, what a day. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the first sportsbook app where you can bet the Kentucky Derby. And right now, all customers get a no-sweat Derby bet. That means you'll get racing bonus back if your bet doesn't win. The app is super easy to use, and you don't have to be a horse racing expert to get in on the Derby Day action. So bet America's number one race with America's number one sportsbook. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to get a no-sweat bet for the Kentucky Derby. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Verified FanDuel racing account required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 9 days after receipt. Max refund is $10 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.